Chair. Is this thing on? Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nobel Women's Initiative aligns itself very strongly with all of the statements by our NGO colleagues, and the initiative was also a co-founder of the campaign to stop killer robots. That decision was based on the firm belief in the immorality and questionable ethics of fielding weapons that on their own can target and kill human beings. Well, we have been pleasantly surprised to hear discussions about ethics and morality vis-a-vis these weapons. It really seems to us that as the years have gone by, ethics and morality have been given less and less and less and less focus. At the same time that we keep hearing over all of those years that it is too confusing to try to figure out what weapons we are talking about. As I've said a couple of times before, I believe fully, personally, it is obfuscation. Making those claims is a means of prolonging nothing happening in the CCW. It is a means of confusing governments that do not really know much about autonomous weapons systems. And it is a means to give more time for their ongoing development. I've spoken with quite a few countries in the time that I have been here and have been heartened in one way and disturbed in another to hear their concern about a code of conduct. I'm heartened because they think that it is not appropriate or enough. I'm heartened because they believe, as many of us sitting here in the NGO sector believe, that a code of conduct is actually a means of legitimizing the ongoing R&D of lethal autonomous weapon systems. It is not something that would halt R&D until people really understood where things were headed. I can certainly align myself and Nobel Women's Initiative with Human Rights Watch's concerns about that, that we should be moving rapidly forward to deal with these weapon systems. I also align myself with Noel's observations about, you know, do these weapons exist yet? We're also constantly told that they do not. I think that is not accurate either. They may not be fully fielded, but they do exist. I read right now about the US Navy's autonomous warship, the Sea Hunter, which is not fielded for battle or anything yet, but it is under experimental use and moving around the seas, even as we speak. In the year since nothing was done here, this new autonomous warship is out on the oceans. I would note that Rolls-Royce has entered this arena and is thrilled to announce that it is planning fleets of such ships that it plans to sell to militaries all over the world. Proliferation. That is frightening, as we dither about whether or not these weapons exist. I recall with much disturbance as a US citizen, when drones were first used for surveillance. They were put to an Article 36 review and they were found to be fine because they were for surveillance. However, when the decision was made to arm them, they were not put to review. The US military contended that the drone itself had passed review and the kill Hellfire missiles had already passed review, ergo there was no need for review. So calling upon states, and we don't even know what most of them do, if in fact they do Article 36 reviews, calling on states to use that review process to stop weapons that can target and kill human beings is a little hard to follow for me personally. And I'd like to end echoing the words of Stuart Russell and Toby Walsh. Both of them, when they spoke, noted that it would not take more than a handful of human beings to launch millions of autonomous weapons. They therefore decided that these should be called weapons of mass destruction. I have just come from the Vatican, where Pope Francis has been seized of the issue of nuclear disarmament, but further disarmament and human security. And the many Nobels have sent him a letter asking him to personally become seized of the issue of banning lethal autonomous weapon systems. And I think we have to stop pretending that that's what we're doing here, or that we're actually moving forward to restrict anything. Thank you very much.